I'm Elaine Corey in San Francisco. More than 250 container vessels have lined up outside West Coast ports, waiting to be unloaded. Once the ports are reopened, the terminal operators say it could take 8 to 10 weeks to clear the backlog. That assumes the returning dock workers do not stage a slowdown, which employers claim is what drove them to order the lockout in the first place. Workers deny the charge. At the waterfront in Seattle, Washington, longshoreman Michael Wagner says President Bush should have stayed out of the labor dispute. Wagner says he's ready to go back to work, but he won't guarantee what the pace will be like.
We're working without a contract. We have to go by federal OSHA safety rules. Whatever the federal government has said as far as speed limits and anything else to do, those are the rules that we're going to go by. The employer calls it one thing, we call it another. We don't have a contract, so we're bound by federal safety rules.
That attitude worries Robin Lanier with the West Coast Waterfront Coalition, which represents retailers. She says there are other potential labor headaches as well.
We're going to have a shortage of truck drivers because there are only 10,000 in the L.A. region, for example, which is the largest port. And that's they can only work so many hours by law. And so, we're going to have a real challenge in getting enough truck drivers to move containers. We're going to have shortages of rail equipment, just going to make it very difficult to dig ourselves out.
Some importers were able to reroute at least some of their shipments to avoid the lockout. Chiquita Brands International sent a boat full of bananas, which had been docked off the coast of Long Beach, to an alternate port in northern Mexico. From there, the bananas were loaded on trucks headed for the U.S. Other growers, such as Dole Food Company, weren't so lucky. Dole has hundreds of containers of bananas sitting at the port of Los Angeles. Exporters are facing problems of their own. Nancy Foster, president of the U.S. Apple Association, says 70% of their exports are handled through West Coast ports.
Apples have been sitting at the ports of Oakland and Long Beach, about $1.6 million worth, many, many bushels.
With each passing day of the lockout, Foster says growers became more anxious about the condition of those apples.
They arrived at the ports in California in refrigerated containers. However, those refrigerated containers run on diesel fuel. We were very concerned that additional diesel would not be added given the lockout and that the apples would heat up and basically the quality would be compromised.
With a lockout due to end soon, the Pacific Maritime Association has said perishables will be unloaded first. But Robin Lanier with the Waterfront Coalition says that's not her understanding, at least not from the ports of Long Beach and Los Angeles.
They've assigned a number to each one of the vessels as they've come into port and as they've gotten into line. And those vessels will be allocated labor based on their number in line. So it'll be first come, first serve.
Besides perishables, many retailers are waiting for apparel or electronics they plan to have on the store shelves in time for the holidays. According to Lanier, some of those goods may not arrive in time for special promotions.
Retailers offer these great sales and inducements to come shopping on the day after Thanksgiving. And I think there are a number of retailers who are now looking at the prospect that things they plan to advertise to get people in the stores the day after Thanksgiving may not be available on that day. And that is a very big issue for the retail industry.
Lanier fears some of those goods will arrive just in time to be marked down on December 26th. Elaine Corey, NPR News.